Psalm chapter 62. My soul waits in silence for God only, for Him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will you assail a man that you may murder him, all of you, like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence? They have counsel only to thrust him down from his high position. They delight in falsehood. They bless with their mouth, but inwardly they curse. My soul wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. On God my salvation and my glory rest, the rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Men of low degree are only finity, and men of rank are light. In the balance they go up, they are together lighter than bread. Do not trust in oppression, and do not faintly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart upon them. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God, and loving kindness is your, O Lord. For you recompensed a man according to his word. Brothers and sisters, if we use New American Standard Bible, then the editor give this psalm title is God Alone, a Refuge from Treachery and Oppression. Yesterday, when I prepared this message, I opened my Bible, New King James Version. The editor put a calm resolve to wait for salvation of God for this title. So, a calm resolve to wait for salvation of God. Wait. Waiting. Yes. Something boring. Especially when we wait something uncertainly. For example, today, we wait when government open more social distancing. For example, from 2 to 4, 4 to 8, or maybe 8 to 50, so we can come and then have fellowship together. We wait, but we don't know when. We don't know when. So sometimes, because of don't know, then we become boring, or even if we wait for something in dangerous situation, we become stressed. In the context of Psalm chapter 62, the writer is in waiting condition. Yeah, there are a lot of enemy want to hit him. So he is in waiting condition. And then in this situation, first one said, my soul waits in silence for God only. Brothers and sisters, if you are waiting, you need to wait in God. Wait in silence for God only. Because there are no one can help you. Only God only. In verse 2, the writer said, He only is my rock and my salvation. We need to know the situation where David write this psalm. He lived in the Middle East. Some of area are desert area where a lot of sand no high building, easy to change, especially when the wind come. But in that area, sometimes they can find the rock, stone mountain. And then when they hide behind the stone mountain, so they can feel safe and protection. Now, from that situation, the psalm said, "He only my rock." Who is he? God. God only my rock and my salvation. And the word only means no other. Two times, psalms write, "He only is my rock." We can see in verse 6, "He only is my rock and my salvation." Two times. Repetition means for sure. Only means no other. Yeah. If you wait with God, then God becomes your rock and your salvation. No wonder, brothers and sisters, on verse 7, the writer said, "On God my salvation and my glory rest. The rock of my strength, my refuge is in God." Today, we are in waiting situation. But my question is, with whom you wait? If you wait with God is your rock and salvation, then you can feel peace. You can feel joy. In 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6, "Behold, I lay in Zion choice stone," yeah, "a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him will not he who believes in him will not be disappointed." Brothers and sisters, the Bible told us, if we wait with God, who is our rock and salvation, will not be disappointed. Yeah. Another version said, "On him by no means to put shame, no shame, no loss." COVID-19 makes a lot of problem for many people. Some people have finance problem. Some people worry about future. Some people, even their body become weak because of COVID-19. With this kind of situation, brothers and sisters, the result can be two. One, loss or shame or disappointed. But the second result is win. Yeah. With whom you fight this situation? If you fight with God, he is the only rock and salvation, then the Bible told us, you will be the winner, or there is no disappointment in your life. When I meditate this part, then I want to know how I can be strong, no disappointed, always joy and peace. And from Psalm 62, I get the answer. Let's see verse 8. "Trust in him at all times, O people." Trust in him at all times. Brothers and sisters, it's very clear. The Bible told us we need to trust in him at all times. Trust, it doesn't mean no problem. Trust is in him means even we have problem, God can help us to resolve the problem. I have one friend, she done business in US few weeks ago. I text her and then say hello and how's everything doing, and she said, please pray for us because the business is very bad. Income go down to 30%, and then they already cut 300 employees. Yeah, and at the same time, they need to pay mortgage to bank. Yeah, very, very difficult situation. And I sent her Psalm 46. And then yesterday, I sent her Psalm 62. Once I sent Psalm 62, and she replied and she said, thanks, brother. Now we can settle everything. God really, really help us. Yeah. So brothers and sisters, my friend have a problem. Yeah. But God take out the problem. Trust doesn't mean you don't have problem. Trust means even you have problem, God still can handle your problem. The second part from this sentence is trust him at all times. Remember, brothers and sisters, at all time, not one time, not sometime, not if you have times, but all times. All times mean in every situation, we need to trust him. First hand, do not trust in oppression and do not faintly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart upon them. This is the opposite of our trust. Do not trust in oppression. Even when the oppression come, yeah, we higher than oppression. That's why do not trust oppression. At the same time, if your riches increase, don't trust the riches, because the riches come to God. We need to trust in God only. So does the writer want to tell us, don't trust when you have don't trust with the problem and don't trust with your power. You only need to trust with God. The second secret, how we can have salvation, we can have peace, we can have joy when we have a problem. On verse 8, the second sentence, the Bible told us, pour out your heart before him. Pour out means, yeah, if you have something in your heart, let's come to him. Just talk to him. I remember Philippians chapter 4. I remember Philippians chapter 4. Let's open Philippians chapter 4. Yeah. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Yeah. Let your requests be made known to God. That means if you have something in your heart, it is a time to pray. Just talk to him. Like a children come to their father. Of course, I also have a problem. I also have a worry. I also have a fear. But when this thing come in my heart, I just talk to God. You know, when we talk to God, God can handle everything for us. That's why the psalm said, He only my rock and my salvation. The third part, we can see from verse 12, verse 11. One God has spoken, twice I have heard this. Power belongs to God. Second, loving kindness is yours. Brothers and sisters, it's very important if when we have a problem, we need to hear the word of God. Because when we hear the word of God, when God has spoken, two things that we heard. Number one, He is powerful. Power belongs to God. And the second, loving kindness is belong to God. Power means He can overcome every problem. Loving kindness means He is our lovely God. He always helps us. So with these three secrets, I believe everybody who waits in silence with God can find the salvation. I don't know what is your problem, what is your fear, what is your situation. But one thing I know, that God only is our rock and our salvation. What we need to do this morning is, number one, trust in Him in all time. Number two, if you have worry, fear, problem, just pour out. Just make it known by prayer. Number three, we need to hear the word of God, because when we hear the word of God, we know that He is powerful and loving kindness God. So let us spend few minutes to meditate this psalm and then digest this psalm and take everything that God wants us to hear, because really this is a powerful psalm. We need this psalm for our spiritual journey in this situation. While we meditate this psalm, I let Thaddeus to lead worship this morning.
Life in me, amazing.
Brothers and sisters, let us use this beautiful time, go to intercession. We pray for our community who has suffered with cancer. We pray for Pastor Mary Uncle, Bill, JC Sister, Clu, Ming Ming have lung cancer. Let's pray together. Also pray for Kiwan Chung mother who do radiation therapy, and also Rachel Nunn friends. We pray that God will perfectly heal them. We also want to pray for brothers and sisters. They are not only have physical weakness, but we also want to pray for their spiritual salvation. We pray that God will take out every problem in their body, especially Mr. Ho. We pray for Mr. Ho, who has COVID-19. We pray that God also touch his heart. Let's pray together. Next, please. Yeah. We also pray for community who are in infirmities condition. Yeah. We pray that God can recover them. Let's pray together. accomplish. Yeah. Also pray for Matthias Westbrook and Andrew Lamb, who are looking for new job, and praise the Lord for Pastor Lee, who has started new job. Pray together. Brothers and sisters, let's still keep in our prayer for China, for Bi Hanshu, for Piriki, for Chong family, and also for churches in China, so that God still lead them, and then the church can always share the gospel for many people in that area. Let's pray together. We pray for our board, PSM, PNET, Kiwan, Vijayki, Konichu, Shumon, Ken Chutan, Marcus Wong Sandeep, and Monica. We pray that God always lead them in leading our church. We pray for young adult fellowship, for single life workshop. We pray for men ministry, Monday morning prayer, pure desire, and we pray for women's ministry, Wednesday lunchtime prayer. Let's pray for this all fellowship in our church. also pray for SP 2.0, building resources, being factor and mission fund. We pray that God will extend SP not only in building, but also God always use SP to become a blessing for many people. We pray for our city, Hong Kong. Yeah, we pray for COVID situation. We pray that God will control everything. We pray for medical health to help in reduce the number of infection. We also pray for people so that everybody can take care of themselves. Let's pray together. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for your loving kindness, mercy that always come to our life. Really, Father, like some said, we need to trust in you at all time. Please take care of our life, Father. Please lead our life. Please guide our life, Father, step by step. In difficult situation, we know that it is a good time for us to experience you. That's why we surrender our life into your hand and bless our family, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.